Hey there, welcome to the program. This is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. On the weekend, a time I feel the weekend is a time to sort of step back from the weekly routine and reassess. You can fall into a routine as well on the weekend, but sometimes just breaking the 9 to 5, the same story every day, Monday through Friday, on the weekend provides that little respite. With that in mind, my friend, I have an article that struck my mindset. It tickled my fancy, if you will. It made me stop because I liked what I was starting to read. You know, I'm all about business and productivity and making sure that each day is lived to the fullest on many, many levels. But sometimes I do feel that it's easy to fall into a routine of convenience, of things that you've always done before, and you just continue to do things because you've always done it before. So this article in Inc., Inc.com, is all about changing things up to increase productivity. So, for example, if you have a routine that you do every day, maybe you start to question, why is it I do it that way? Why do I grab a coffee first thing in the morning? Why do I walk to the train on this route instead of a different route? Why is it I take the train? So questioning why you do what you do in terms of a routine is interesting, because if you just come up with the answer, because I've always done it that way, maybe it's time to change things up. If you don't see value in what you're doing, that may be time to reassess. Another piece of this article is if you're more concerned with your routine than results, and boy, do I understand that. I am a person who goes to the gym 3-4 times a week. And yes, it provides a lot of great value. It's great for your body. It's great for your mind. But I also find that the routine of it works for me because it gives me a structure. So if I have something that comes up in the morning that prohibits me from going to the gym, it really bothers me that I can't get to the gym. Not so much because of the gym, but because of the routine of the gym. So that becomes counterproductive, because you're focused on the process rather than the end result. And that becomes an ineffective way to carry through the day. So I think that's very true. Because of your routine, you can't handle emergencies. You know, things always change in life and terrible things happen, or sometimes silly things happen that you have to attend to, like a leak in your home, or let's say your pet gets sick and you have to take the pet to the vet. There is that level of emergency that you have to stop what you're doing, and now you're worried about the fact that you can't do what you were doing, rather than just focusing on the emergency at hand, what you need to do. So you need to have a certain level of flexibility, the writer of the article states, so that you can have the room to attend to any emergencies or last minute details that come up that you have to do. You may lose your cool when things change and make your routine turn it upside down. So if you're obsessed with that routine and you really feel that something has come in its way and you start to realize that you're upset or you're in a bad mood, that's another sign that it's time to reassess your routine, because it's a little bit unreasonable to have your mood altered because your routine has changed. Your schedule is great, but it doesn't have to exist every single day. And finally, in this article, the productivity issues of having a routine and sticking to it is your creativity can be stifled because of your predictability. It could be great for your focus, but predictability sometimes stunts creativity. And if you have a monotonous day or life, it's time to infuse some fresh new ideas into your daily and weekend routine. So some thoughts to think about as you're reassessing your daily routine and your work week here on the weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks so much for joining us on America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute, Eats and Sturges.
We had breakfast down at Wimmer's. Great breakfast. I've known Jan for about 30 years. It used to be you didn't have to spend very much to really enjoy yourself. Now it's very commercialized.
Black Hills Restaurant Report, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Restaurant Report.
Don't eat fish and chips at the Full Throttle at midnight because you'll pay for it. It's really bad when your sleeping bags are zipped together. You think I'm kidding. I am not kidding. A couple emergency room trips. Yeah, that's a bad case of food poisoning.
Breakfast in Deadwood.
Breakfast pizza at the casino. We rode 1,200 miles to have that pizza.
What's on it?
Eggs, sausage, gravy, potatoes. It's got it all.
How's it sit?
Well, it sits right here.
American Biker Minute.
Hangs over your belt.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you have too much to do and not enough time to do it? How can you get it all done? Blogger Jim Connolly says, stop reacting to the unimportant stuff.
For instance, you can start the day by checking your email and reacting to what you find, or you can start your day by listing what's most important and work on that before you open your email.
You can react every time your phone alerts you to a text message, or you can finish your work and then read any messages you've received.
You can react every time you see a social networking notification. Or you can wait until you take a break and use that time to check your notifications.
Get more done by focusing first on what's most important. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.